Okay, Mark decided that he would charge £2 per family per session, just to, or whatever they can really afford to so that he can use that money towards refreshments and maybe towards paying for the hall. But he was really good, I think, at managing that money, because from that money he managed to save up some and order flyers for his group. And he's been really very good at promoting it. He went to local school and he gave about 300 to 400 flyers to give out into children's book bags. And he came to my ideas fair to promote his group as well. And it was just amazing. He wasn't standing just at the table. He was going around the park, because the ideas fair was in the park, and he was going around the park trying to engage with the parents, trying to get to talk to fathers and tell them that there is a group. And there are a couple of places. One of them is Wandelpark Cafe, and another one, I just can't remember where it is, where I actually saw the flyer. So he's been really good about thinking as well how to promote that group.
Great. And do you know how many? You said it started off with four families that first time. Do you know if it's how, if it's grown and how
I
many?
don't know now,
No.
because
Okay.
I know when the warm weather came, by end of July, he had only two people. So I think the people on Sundays, when the weather gets warm, I think people want to go out and
Yeah.
about.
Yeah.
So he saw the numbers actually drop. And I thought that maybe it was good that he had that summer break as well, because otherwise he would have been really, really disappointed. Because it could be very disappointing as well to not to have enough people when you're putting all your heart into it, which he is really doing.
And I guess it takes time to build up, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.